This is the Sunday worship service of the Trinity Baptist Church, Greensboro, High Point, Guilford County, North Carolina, and the world, and wherever man is found. For this, the second day of July, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2017, as reckoned by our calendar. Hear now the word of the Lord, as recorded in Psalm 1. Psalm 1, the reading begins at verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our opening selection is titled Holy, Holy, Holy. Found as selection number 1 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal, published by Convention Press, Nashville, Tennessee, USA. The song is titled Holy, 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 and found as selection number 1. The lyrics are now offered. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, who wert and art and evermore shalt be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen. The word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 100. Psalm 100. The reading begins at verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Our next selection is titled, My Hope is Built, also titled, The Solid Rock, depending upon which hymnal you're using. In the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist hymnal, it is titled, The Solid Rock, and found as selection number 337. 337, The Solid Rock, or in yours it may say, My Hope is Built. The lyrics are now offered. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, His covenant, His blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Thank you.
the solid rock. My faith, my hope is built on nothing less, the solid rock. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 48. Psalm 48. The reading begins at verse 1. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great King, God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Read him once again, verse 5 of Psalm 48. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever, Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Psalm 48, verses 1 through 14. Our next selection is titled Faith of Our Fathers. Faith of Our Fathers, found at selection number 143 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection number 143 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled Faith of Our Fathers. The lyrics are now offered. Faith of our fathers, living still in spite of dungeon. Let's begin this offering of these lyrics once again. The lyrics of Faith of Our Fathers. The lyrics are now offered. Faith of our fathers, living still in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whenever we hear that glorious word, faith of our fathers, holy faith. We will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, we will strive to win all nations unto thee. And through the truth that comes from God, mankind shall then be truly free. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, we will love both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee too as love knows how, by kindly words and virtuous life. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, it is time for our offering. Our offertory scripture is found as Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3, M A L A C H I, Malachi. Malachi chapter 3. The reading begins at verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those who oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings? Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, For ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully in, reading verse 14 again, Malachi chapter 3, verse 14. Malachi chapter 3, verse 14. Ye have said, it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Our offertory selection is titled Stand Up, Stand Up for Jesus. Found at selection number 389 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The lyrics are now offered. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer, where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer, where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him who overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in the second epistle of John. The second epistle of John. That's in the New Testament. The whole book is one chapter. The second epistle of John. The reading begins at verse 1. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of the elect sister greet thee. Amen. The second epistle of John, verses 1 through 13. The second epistle of John, verses 1 through 13. Our sermonic selection is titled, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Found at selection number 202 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled, Guide Me, O Thy Great Jehovah. The lyrics are now offered. Guide me, O Thou Great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but Thou art mighty. Hold me with Thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain, whence the healing stream doth flow. Let the fiery cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Bear me through the swelling current. Land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, I will ever give to thee. I will ever give to thee. Amen. Look again at the second epistle of John with specificity at verse 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Let's read that once again. The second epistle of John, verse 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. The second epistle of John, verse 9. Let us pray. Our Father and our God in heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ the Nazarene, I lift my voice unto thee this day on behalf of this worship service and on behalf of every person that will ever participate in this worship service by listening. Have mercy upon them. If there are those who will participate who cannot hear, but able to read the transcribed words, otherwise able to understand in some right way the words, I pray for them all. Pray for your mercy, your grace, your compassion, your love, your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your providence of care. Most of all for your salvation, that they all may be born again. In Jesus' name, thank thee, Father. Amen. Understanding the foundation. Understanding the foundation. I don't know whether or not you are a Christian, whether or not you're in church, whether or not you're saved, whether or not you know anything about Jesus Christ. But here the Apostle John makes it clear that there are certain things that are absolutely essential if one is to be in God. He says here in verse 7 of the second epistle of John, for many deceivers are entered into the world. Now let's just stop there a minute. If many deceivers are entered into the world, your chance of being impacted by a deceiver is good. And perhaps you have already been impacted by a deceiver. Let's go back to that verse, the second epistle of John, verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Now John identifies anyone who confesses not that Jesus is come in the flesh as a deceiver. And we might say that particularly someone who claims to be a preacher or a teacher in Christianity and says that Jesus Christ has not come in the flesh, in the flesh, in the flesh, that person is a deceiver. You may say, well, I know a whole denomination that doesn't confess that, Reverend. Then you have what you need to determine the Christian validity or invalidity of that denomination. Let's read it once again. John, the second epistle of John, verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. The second epistle of John, verse 7. John not only identifies one who will not confess that Jesus is come in the flesh. John not only identifies that person as being a deceiver, but John identifies that person as being an antichrist. That's about the strongest term I can think of. Not only is that person a deceiver, says John, that person is an antichrist. Think about that. How many antichrists do you know? Let that sink in. How many antichrists do you know? People who say that Jesus Christ is not come in the flesh. According to John the Apostle, in verse 7 of the second epistle of John, that person is a deceiver and an antichrist. You may say, well, my mother doesn't believe that Jesus was a real godly personage in the flesh. You may say your mother believes that Jesus may have lived, that he may have been a historical person, a good man, even a prophet, but that she does not believe that he was God. That would mean then that John identifies your mother as a deceiver and an antichrist. If you have pastor says that, John identifies your pastor as a deceiver and an antichrist. It is very clear. Let's read it once again, because it's important that you understand the foundation. Without the foundation, there is no building. The second epistle of John, verse 7, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Is your church a deceiving church and an antichrist church? Is your denomination a deceiving denomination and an antichrist denomination? You have the test right here. Jesus is the Son of God. He was born of the Virgin Mary. He lived in the flesh. He was man in the flesh. He was God in the flesh. That is, God and man were packaged in the same flesh, miraculously. For he was not half man, and he was not half God. He was fully man and fully God in the flesh. That is a mystery to our finite minds. John goes on to say in verse 8, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. That was verse 8. Verse 9, he says, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth not in the doctrine of Christ. Let's read this once again. The second epistle of John, verse 9. The second epistle of John, verse 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. The second epistle of John, verse 9. Now let's read that once again. I want you to listen very carefully and think on this. The second epistle of John, verse 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Second epistle of John, the second epistle of John, verse 9. My friends, this is foundational. If you don't have this foundation, you're not a Christian. If you don't have this foundation, you're not saved. It's very clear. Let's read it once again. The second epistle of John, verse 9. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. But Reverend, what is the doctrine of Christ? Included in the doctrine of Christ is the fact that he is the Savior of the world. That we cannot get to God the Father except through Jesus Christ our Lord. That he came to earth and lived on earth in the flesh. He lived a sinless life. That he preached and taught on earth. That he was betrayed, crucified. That he died on the cross at Calvary. That he was buried. That he rose again from the dead after 3 days. And that he ascended back to heaven after a short period. That he's in heaven now, seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. That he will come back just as he went up. Reverend, that's a lot to digest. Can you write that down for me? Well, no, my friend, I won't write it down, but I'll bring you to the writing of another man who wrote down much of what I just said. As you search the scriptures, you will find the remainder of what I said. For if you want much of the doctrine of Christ in writing, come with me first of all to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I will not read the entirety of it, but enough for you to get more foundational information, because this is critical. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, this is the Apostle Paul laying out a major portion of what you might identify as the doctrine of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I will begin reading at verse 1. Brethren, let's start again. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning reading at verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, He was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, He was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, but am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. Now, if Christ be preached that He rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under his feet, it is manifest that he is accepted which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 28. If you want it in writing, this is it in writing. A major portion of the doctrine of Christ. Write that down, my friend. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. For those of you who want it in writing, I've given you that written reference. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If you are having trouble with the doctrine of Christ, for John says, without the doctrine of Christ, you're not saved. You have not God. That you're antichrist. That you are a deceiver. You don't believe what I just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. According to 2 John, you are a deceiver. According to the second epistle of John, chapter, well, it's only one chapter, but verse 7. According to the first epistle of John, verse 7, you are both a deceiver and an antichrist if you do not believe what I just read. For that is a major, intricate essential part of what John identifies as the doctrine of Christ. Now, for those of you that want it in writing, let me give you another reference. Hebrews chapter 1. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hebrews chapter 1 tells us more about the doctrine of Christ. Hebrews chapter 1, let me read it, but do make a note if you want it in writing. Here it is in writing. Hebrews chapter 1, beginning reading at verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thy Lord, in the beginning, has laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Understanding the foundation. Understanding the foundation. Understanding the foundation. In order to be saved, in order to make sure that you are Christian, you need to understand the foundation. As we close, let us return to the second epistle of John, reading verses 7 through 9. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. The second epistle of John, verses 7 through 9. Let us pray. Our Father and our God in heaven, thou who art the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel, please cause your word to find his mark in the ears, minds, hearts, and spirits of every hearer of this message. And all who are deceivers, and all who are antichrists, help them to repent in Jesus' name and be saved. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the blessed Holy Ghost, with specificity, in the precious, matchless, magnificent name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. My friend, if you find yourself lacking, if you had not understood the foundation, if you did not know that you were an antichrist, now you have the Word of God. If you did not believe that Jesus came in the flesh, if you have been telling people that you don't believe that Jesus came in the flesh, the Apostle John identifies you. Under the unction of the Holy Spirit, he identifies you. For he writes under the unction of the Holy Ghost, the very Spirit of God. He identifies you as a deceiver. Deceiver, deceiver and antichrist. Deceiver, 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 antichrist, antichrist, antichrist. If you do not believe that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh, you are a deceiver and an antichrist. But you need to repent, and you can repent right now. Right now, wherever you are. Repent in your mind, your heart, in your spirit, your soul. Repent, repent. Cry out to God. Even if you can't do it aloud, in your spirit, say, Father God, forgive me. Under your breath, Lord God, forgive me. Say, Lord God, I am a deceiver and an antichrist. I did not know it, but now I know it. Father God, I don't want to be lost. I don't want to go to hell. Save me. Save me. Save me. Our song of invitation is titled The Church's One Foundation, found at selection number 236 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. While this song is being offered, use this time to make you a piece of God by crying out to him either silently or aloud. Say, Father, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Build faith in me, build faith in me, build faith in me, build faith in me. I repent, I repent, I repent, I repent. Forgive me my sins. Forgive me for being a deceiver. Forgive me for being an antichrist. I've been saying that Jesus did not come in the flesh. I've been saying that he wasn't God in the flesh. Father, forgive me. For I see now from the second epistle of John that I am a deceiver and an antichrist. And I don't want to be either one of those, Father. Forgive me and save me. In Jesus' name, forgive me and save me in Jesus' name. My friend, don't let this opportunity pass. Repent while you still have time. Make up your mind. Come to Jesus while you still have time. Because one day time will run out. One day time will run out. One day will be time run out day. You don't know what day will be time run out day. You can get up one morning and you think it's just like some other morning. But that day could be time run out day. Make up your mind. Come to Jesus while you still have time. The lyrics of our selection of invitation, titled "The Church's One Foundation," found in selection number 236. Selection 236 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The lyrics are now offered. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by Spirit and the Word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one of all the earth. Her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food. And to one hope she presses, with every grace endued. Mid toil and tribulation, and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. Till with the vision glorious, her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by Spirit and the Word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own love he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one over all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses, with every grace endued. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. Till with the vision glorious, her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. My friend, answer the question in your own heart. Am I saved? you do not believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, the Bible says you are a deceiver and an antichrist. But it doesn't have to end there. Just say, oh Lord, save my soul. And Father God, forgive me for my unbelief. Father God, build faith in me. Father God, build faith in me. Father God, help me. Father God, do for me what I can't do for myself. Father God, help me. Forgive me my sin. Forgive me my negligence. Forgive me my waste of time and waste of life. Save me, Father. Save me. In Jesus' name, amen. Pray until you're saved. Once you know you're saved, contact a Christian minister and our Christian ministry. Request and receive Christian baptism. Be sure to read your Bible daily. Pray daily. The Lord will send people to help you. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.